Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Horta reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lascano. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Stein moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon bunts, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Pete Broberg now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a line drive towards second. Johnson catches it and steps on second to double up Bradford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lemon scores. 2 outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Nordhagen scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 10-0, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing center field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Hyndman now playing third base. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hyndman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Porter moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sharp moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sharp scores. Yount moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Tim Johnson now playing first base. Gorman Thomas now playing right field. Art Kussner now catching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Essien bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Cusinier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusinier hits a line drive into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Stein hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-3, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.